water mussels. They are powerful water filters, so they play an important role in keeping the Great Lakes healthy. But some of Michigan's nearly 45 species of freshwater mussels are under threat. Let's find out why as we welcome Dalen Woolnough. She's a research assistant professor at the Central Michigan University Biology Department and Institute for Great Lakes Research. Mussels may look to the untrained eye like kind of lifeless shells, but they're anything but, right?
Absolutely. They are animals. They are in the bottom of our rivers and lakes, and they have lives. There's a variety of different species, especially here in the Great Lakes. We have over 300 species in North America, but 44 here in Michigan. In any one river, we can find 12 different species. So just like you have a cardinal and owls and blue jays, you have that many species of freshwater mussel in the bottom of the river. And those are the native freshwater mussels.
How do they work and what do they do?
So they work like any other animals. There's males and females, sperms and egg. They reproduce. They filter. And the filtering capacity is what allows them to get their food and to eat. But it's also really good for humans to have those freshwater mussels in our rivers across the Great Lakes region because they can filter things out of our water that we might not want in the water column.
And as you just mentioned, we have 44 species of freshwater mussels here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. How do you tell them apart?
It's a really fun thing. And my students and I at Central, we love telling people about them and showing them because they look different. They might look all the same when you're first looking at them, but some of them are smooth. Some of them have bumps. Some of them have grooves. Some of them have different rays and colors to them. And they grow different sizes as well. So could you even figure out the age of them based on their size or the length of them? Some species, even when they're older, they are smaller as well. Some of them, when they're older, they're bigger. Huh. So we are just looking at a whole variety of different things in our rivers.
So how bad are things for freshwater mussels in our state and actually in our country?
Things aren't doing very well for the native freshwater mussels. We've seen massive declines in the species across North America, with over 70% decline in the number of species. So many of them are now extinct, no longer found. And within the state of the 44 species that we have, 31 of them are listed as special concern, threatened or endangered by the state of Michigan. And so that's 70% of all of our species of freshwater mussels are not doing well.
Okay, that's a pretty jaw-dropping statistic as we look at our native freshwater mussels. So let's talk about why, starting with the threat from invasive species.
Our native freshwater mussels, especially here in the Great Lakes, were really decimated in the mid-1980s by the new to us invasive zebra mussel. And then the early 1990s, kind of the cousin, the quagga mussel. And both of those invasive species of freshwater mussel came in and literally attach on to hard surfaces. And a lot of the hard surfaces at that time in our Great Lakes were our freshwater mussels. The zebra mussels and quagga mussels attach onto them. They smother them, prevent them from moving around. They prevent them from breathing, and therefore they prevent them or filtering, and they can kill those mussels. And they did.
And they did. I understand, actually, your grad advisor, Gerald Mackey, was the first to discover the zebra and quagga mussels in U.S. freshwater.
Yeah, it was in Lake St. Clair. It was a Canadian side of the Lake St. Clair, but this is bi-national waters as well. And so somebody brought him a zebra mussel to his office and said, "Hey, Jerry, what is this?" And he's like, "Oh my goodness, this is not good."
So starting from Lake St. Clair, what they went on to Erie, and how far are they seen now, these invasive zebra and quagga mussels?
You could look at maps, and it's amazing how predictable it is because they follow the rivers and end up in the lakes. Right now, that invasive front of those zebra mussels and quagga mussels have made it down to Texas. Some have made it across to California. We have less on the West Coast. We have them throughout the Great Lakes region and a lot of the Mississippi region as well.
And how did these highly unwelcome invasive species get here?
It's likely that they came on ballast tank water. Large tankers would come across from a freshwater area where zebra mussels are native, the Baltic area, through the ocean, and then released the freshwater with these microscopic larvae of the zebra mussels into Lake St. Clair.
And then besides these invasive species, what are some of the other reasons mussels are threatened?
There's a variety of reasons. Some of it is due to water quality. In the past, it would have been more nutrients, large levels of phosphorus and nitrogen. Now we're getting more of a shift to some of these contaminants that are newer, contaminants of emerging concern, because some of our nutrient problems are actually decreasing in the Great Lakes region, but we do have a variety of other different toxins and chemicals in our water right now affecting the freshwater mussels. Another thing that is preventing freshwater mussels from moving further upstream are fragmentations. So a lot of our dams are preventing the freshwater mussels from moving upstream. And sometimes it's interesting when I say move because they think of those freshwater mussels just sitting there.
But they don't. They move.
They do, especially at their larval stage. Once the female is fertilized, she releases this really unique microscopic larval stage called glaucidia. I like to say it's like a tiny little Pac-Man that attaches onto the gills of a host fish. This is a requirement in their life cycle, and then that they hitch a ride on those host fish upstream. And so we're talking about these native freshwater mussels that have been decimated by the zebra mussels, and they are now found often more so in the rivers than the lakes, because the Great Lakes, we don't find them as much anymore, just in tiny refuge areas.
Do you think we'll see more species of mussels become federally endangered?
We have 5 in the state of Michigan right now that are federally endangered, 31 that are state listed, and there are some that we are kind of keeping our eye on. There's a couple of those federally endangered ones that we haven't seen in many, many years and might be considered extirpated from the state of Michigan. So we do see some decline in those native freshwater mussels.
What does that word mean, extirpated?
So extirpated means that it's gone from that one area. So you might be able to find it in another state still, but we haven't seen it in the state of Michigan for a very long time.
So I guess the big question is, what can be done and needs to be done to bring native freshwater mussels out of this danger zone they're in?
The native freshwater mussels, we often do a lot of outreach trying to educate people about these freshwater mussels and that they're actually there, so that they're higher on the radar for people making decisions and management decisions. We need to figure out who is where, so what species are in what river. We do this a lot with my students at Central. We go out and do surveys, we scuba dive and snorkel to figure out who is where, how many are there. And then we also have to consider what are the contaminants in the water. One of the neat things that we can do after we figure out all of the problems that might be there and solve those water quality problems, for example, we can develop hatcheries where we actually make freshwater mussels in the lab and in hatcheries to release them, just like we do in our state hatcheries. Or U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has some hatcheries as well. So there are some of these mussel hatcheries throughout North America. We don't have any right now in the state of Michigan, but we at Central are working with the Ministry of Natural Resources, the Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to develop one of the first mussel hatcheries in the state of Michigan.
It sounds like since the Great Lakes waters are not very welcoming and they're not very habitable for native freshwater mussels, it seems like would rivers be the hope for the future for them?
Rivers really are, because the zebra mussels, they'll be moving with the flow of the water, and so they end up down in the lakes or behind dams and in those reservoirs. So the rivers and streams in the state of Michigan, which we have a ton of, are actually really wonderful habitat. And we do have some species that are really unique to this region. We have some of the best reproducing populations of some of our federally endangered species within the state of Michigan.
What would disappearance of mussels mean for our freshwater ecosystem, for our Great Lakes, water system that we cherish?
The interesting thing about the freshwater mussels is how much they can filter. Any one freshwater mussel can live 50, 75, even upwards to 100 years old. And so they are a large biomass of animals that are filtering our water for free. We think about that in my lab as they are filtering for free, and they are actually doing it better than some of the wastewater treatment plants. So some of the chemicals that the mussels can take out of the water column are potentially ones that we still have yet to process in our wastewater treatment plant.
They're ahead of us. I can hear in your voice admiration for these little mussels.
Some of them aren't so little. They can get as big as a dinner plate. So,
okay.
But we really do love them.
What drew you to them?
I think that their unique life cycle, the fact that they use this host fish and they really are keeping our water clean, is really unique. I think there's some love for the fact that we can go to the bottom of the river where not many people consider what's down there, and we could pull up these really fascinating, sometimes really pretty organisms, and we can tell them that they are doing something in the water column that's helpful to humans.
Dalen Woolnough of Central Michigan University and the Institute for Great Lakes Research on dangers faced by native freshwater mussels in Michigan. Thank you so much for talking with us. This was really fascinating.
Thank you.